This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Let's dial back now to that ancient history of electronic communications we referred to earlier this hour, and remember just how impractical and inaudible this original scientific wizardry was.
There are more things in heaven and earth,
That's what remains from a recording from the 1880s made by Alexander Graham Bell's father, reading from Hamlet, part of the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History's new exhibit, Hear My Voice, Alexander Graham Bell and the Origins of Recorded Sound, made possible for the first time due to a new sound recovery technique. Curator Carlene Stevens says the early days of electronic media was a race by technology giants to improve the quality of their signals and their recording mediums.
Thomas Edison invents the phonograph late in 1877. His recording medium is a strip of tinfoil wrapped around the drum of a rotatable cylinder.
Right.
And the sensational part is that Edison has recorded sound and played it back for the first time ever. It amazes the world, but the playback actually destroys the tinfoil after a few times.
Ah.
So along comes Alexander Graham Bell, whose father-in-law is one of Edison's phonograph investors. And Alexander Graham Bell sets out to improve on Thomas Edison's phonograph, to come up with an enduring recording medium and to try to figure out a way to make multiple copies.
So Bell, whose name goes down in technological history and stretches all the way to the Bell Labs period and the development of the semiconductors in the 1950s and all of that, it all begins in the 1870s with the telephone and then with this recording technology. Let's go back in time a little bit, and I want to test your ability to decode the sound of these voices from well over a century ago. We're going to play for you one of the recordings from the exhibit, and let's see how fast you are on your feet here. Okay.
Okay.
You are my heart, Alexander Graham Bell.
The words are "Hear my voice, Alexander Graham Bell."
So what's it like to listen to Alexander Graham Bell's voice in this curation?
Well, it's quite thrilling. To hear voices from the 1880s, I've said over and over, it makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
The meaning of this exhibit is really to celebrate that no one had ever heard, at least from our time, Graham Bell's voice until these recordings were decoded, until this sound was actually extracted from this ancient medium.
That celebration is one of the things the exhibition does. It actually has a larger purpose, and that is to draw attention to recorded sound. With the invention of the phonograph and the graphophone, which is what Bell called his invention, the world gets a new way of documenting the past, and that's with sound.
And, of course, it's become all of the oral histories that are available there in the Smithsonian, the musical historical documentation that took place in the Smithsonian, folkways, all of the sounds that have come to us because of this recording technology throughout the 20th century and even into today. Carlene, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Carlene Stevens is curator of the National Museum of American History's new exhibit, Hear My Voice, Alexander Graham Bell and the Origins of Recorded Sound.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.